EO News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
As I was hanging him over the pit of the alligators, he agreed.
Oh, okay, he finally said yes. Uncle, it's time for Chris to be on the show. So anyway, what we're going to do, I do like to do this from time to time. We talk to certain advisors around the country, try to gauge what is on the minds, not just their minds, the advisors' minds, but on the people in that particular part of the country. What are the things that they're concerned about? Because interestingly enough, there are different parts of the country where people have different wants and needs. There are more retirees, I think, in the Phoenix area, generally. Kind of like Florida. I mean, you know, they move to where the warm weather is. And so so you don't have to shovel snow in the winter and all that stuff. But there are a lot of those in the Phoenix and Scottsdale area. So they've got different needs or concerns than somebody might have, you know, in New York, or somebody might have farther north in Washington on the Northwest. So anyway, we're going to talk to Chris Lloyd and see what's on his mind and the local Phoenix folks' mind. All right, but other than that, this program is wide open for you. We're here, ready to answer your questions, emails, phone calls. Quickest way to get in touch with us is to give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637, or emails at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. I am Johnny Dean, here with Professor Rick Plum, hoping to get other guests over the next week and a half, 2 weeks here on the program, and get other perspectives. As I said, it's always nice to have that. If you need a perspective that includes you and your personal situation, great thing to do. Give them a call at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for being our sponsor for many, many years. 800-644-1150. They do this planning stuff every single day. They'll do it for you. They've been doing it for thousands of people for many, many years, decades now, and they're happy to help you out. 800-644-1150. You've got questions for us on this program. We answer them for you. We answer them as best we can in the limited amount of time that we have. But you've got a whole lot more time to talk with an advisor and get into the details of your individual situation. That's why you talk to the Brain Trust. That's why you have an advisor. In fact, one of the main themes all week for us on this program has been, what kind of value can an advisor add? And I'll tell you,
it's going to be an investment property, and one will be for your daughter. Is she going to rent it? Or they can't be personal properties. You can't do a rent. I'm assuming the property you have in Hawaii is an investment property.
Yes, it's a rental.
She did say rental,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So you have to go to an investment property to defer the gains. If you buy two properties in Nevada, all within the time frames and all that, but you live in it, and you let your daughter live in the other one, and she's not a renter, she's just living there because that's what parents do from time to time, that's not a valid 1031 exchange. That's not an investment property to an investment property. And you can't rent it from yourself. So you can't show it as a rental being rented by you to satisfy the 1031 exchange. So as long as it's investment property to an investment property, the 1031 exchange will work. It will not work if you go investment property to personal property. So that helps.
Yes. Now, when you say it's for your daughter, the only way it'll work, as Professor Plum said, would be if she's going to rent it out.
And at fair market rents. It's like if the rents are $1,500 a month and you're giving it to her for $700,
yes,
that's not going to cut it. It's got to be fair market.
Okay, 877-PLANNER. Before we get to, that was Linda. Before we get to Kevin in Houston, Texas, let's go to Alex in Union City, California on the phones. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how you doing? I got a dumb question. Well, it's not dumb because I don't know the answer. And let's say I got $1 million in a 401k, a traditional 401k,
okay,
and I want to convert it. I keep hearing convert it to a Roth IRA,
okay,
or Roth conversion. How do I do that? Let's say you convert it, but do I have to open a Roth account before I transfer it to there?
Well, if you're converting it, are you still working for the company that has the 401k, or are you retired from that?
No, I'm still working for the company, but my company doesn't have a conversion tool in there. So,
well, unfortunately,
I want to roll it out.
How old are you?
How do I do that?
How old are you?
60.
60. If they will let you,
right,
if they will let you do an in-service withdrawal, you could potentially do what you're trying to do. You would open a Roth IRA first, and then have the money through an in-service withdrawal transferred from the 401k to the Roth IRA. It would be taxable at that point. But
instead of taking a big lump sum, doing it, getting a hit at like 30-40% tax rate, can I roll it over in a regular 401k outside, and then slowly, at the rate of 24%, go to the max like 315%. And slowly transfer, so I'm not taking a big tax hit.
Yes. There are some ifs here, though. First off,
okay,
if your company allows for in-service withdrawals, this can happen.
Okay.
Yes. And if you want to do it that way, if they allow it, you can transfer the amount of money that they will allow on an in-service withdrawal from the 401k to a traditional IRA. That is a tax-free transfer. Now you've got X amount of dollars in the traditional IRA, and you can convert any amount that you want from traditional IRA to Roth IRA. You want to do 10 grand, fine, do 10. You want to do 100, do 100. You can do any amount up to the full thing. But there will
What makes the most sense in order not to take a big tax by that?
Well, it depends on what other income you have right now. How much are you married or single, and what's your household income?
I'm the only source of income. I'm married, filing jointly.
Total household income is how much?
The household income is 175.
Okay, 175. You're close to the 24% bracket. Now, you're 60 years old. When you retire in the future, will you have a pension?
Partial pension.
How much?
I would say about $80,000 a year.
$80,000 a year. Will you have Social Security?
Yes, sir.
How much?
Let's say I start drawing at 70, about 45,000.
Okay, so you're at 125,000. Your spouse is going to get another 18,000. So you're about the same pre and post retirement, really. 85% of the Social Security is going to be taxable. So you're going to be about the same bracket. So what you would do is look at, how much income you have now, you want to work with somebody who knows taxes and find out how much room you can convert and stay in, say, the 24% tax bracket. You don't want to go up into the 32 because you're not going to be there in retirement anyway. But you,
right.
So you want to convert as much as you can, staying in the bracket you're currently in, 24%, and that way it'll reduce the IRA or the tax deferred 401k IRA and increase the Roth so that you're more efficient with the money. You don't want to get carried away and pay more now than you would in retirement, but you're going to have a pretty good tax bill in retirement anyway, so you might as well use up the 24% bracket while we have it. Moving forward, I don't know how much room you have. I don't know what your deductions are, but work with somebody so they can say, okay, here's what your income is projected to be. Here's what your expenses and deductions are. So here's how much room you have. Let's convert. You know, let's say there's $40,000 worth of room.
So if right now, let's say I just started a Roth IRA because I realized that I can do it, and that's through you guys talking, and I just started funding it at $6,500 for 2018. That's the Roth IRA that I'll be using to transfer money into. Is that the one?
You can use that one, or you can open another one, but it doesn't matter.
Which one would be better? Just open a separate Roth IRA to transfer money into it?
I think the simplicity says just keep it all together. Just have the one account. You can't undo it anyway, so it's not like you're going to have any reason to keep it separate. So you can put it all together.
Alex, I got to take a break. If you have any other questions, hold on. I know there's a lot of information there, but stick around if you need some clarification on any of that. We'll explain a little bit about what he's trying to do here. In-service withdrawals from a 401k. Are you taking money out for yourself while you're still working? Got to have some kind of, I guess they call it a triggering event.
Well, in-service is a age 59 thing.
59 and a half, I think.
Yeah, right? 59 and a half.
Right.
And
he's
triggered that.
He's just made it. 877 Planner. Stick around. Coming right back with more.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Head ball coach Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Synergy between a structured strategy and integrated investments. You're listening to Bucket Strategy Investing.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here for you every day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. All right, so now without getting too complicated here.
Too late.
Well, I think we can at least give you the broad overview. Alex in Union City's question, he was talking about taking money from his 401k with his employer. He wanted to do a Roth conversion. Now, Professor, the way he can do this, he's 60 years old. He's still working for the company. So the way you can do this, if you are of that age...
And unfortunately, his company does not offer a Roth 401k option.
No.
For whatever reason. That would make it easy. If there was a Roth 401k option, you could just convert traditional 401k to Roth 401k within the company plan, but he doesn't have that option.
No.
So he still wants to do conversions. So how does he do that? Now that he's 60, there is a provision that allows for people who are 59 and a half or older, there's some other provisions for younger people, to maybe take some money from their 401k and transfer it to an IRA. It's an ins while they're still working. They don't have to terminate. They don't have to quit. They just... If the company allows for it, and I think most companies do allow for it now, that you can transfer money directly from the 401k to an IRA. That's a tax-free transfer, a rollover, because you're going from tax-deferred 401k to tax-deferred traditional IRA. Now you've got a traditional IRA, and you can convert any amount of that that you want to a Roth IRA. And so how much do you want to do? Depends on how much room you have without, you know, really putting the hammer down from a tax standpoint. In his case, he had quite a bit of room left in the 24% bracket. And looking into the future, he's probably going to be in the 24, maybe the 28% bracket if everything reverts back to the old days.
Yeah.
Which is higher or equal or higher than what it is today. So doing some conversions today can make some sense in the long run. You do have to pay taxes on it, though, when you do actually do the conversion.
Now, if you're not working for the company anymore, I think it's,
you can pretty much just roll it straight over.
You can roll it straight over to any IRA.
Traditional or Roth.
Right. Now, if you roll it to the Roth, you're going to be paying taxes on that amount that you roll over. You're going to pay income taxes on that. If you are over age 55, well, let's go over that really quickly.
That doesn't have anything to do with conversions.
No, I understand
that.
That
just has to do with distributions.
I understand that, yes.
Normally, if we take money out of a 401k or an IRA or some kind of tax-deferred retirement account, before we're 59 and a half, whatever the taxable amount of that distribution is, it also carries a penalty for early distribution, premature early distribution. However, if I have money at a company-sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k, a profit-sharing plan, or something like that, and I terminate its services by my choice or the company's choice, it doesn't really matter why, but if I'm no longer an active employee for the company, and I'm at least, or I will be 55 this year, or older, I can take distributions directly from that company's 401k plan, the one that I was terminated from, at 55 or older, without a penalty. Still taxable, but I can avoid the penalties. And so it for people who want to retire early, it may be a way to be able to allow them to access tax-deferred money before they're 59 and a half. Now, if they take that same money and they roll it to an IRA and then take the distribution, but they're not 59 and a half, penalty. It's only available from the employer that you left employment with in the year you turn 55 or older. Once you change the plan, it's no longer available.
Nope. All right. We got a Social Security question from Laura in Tampa, Florida. I'm the major earner in the family. Good for you, Laura. My husband took care of the children. Good for him. And started back to work after they were grown. He has just hit his full retirement age of 66. I'm 62 and plan on working another 8 years to maximize my Social Security benefits. I have two questions. First, if he were to file now, would any of that money be withheld based on the family income?
Did it say he's still working?
Well, he went back to work.
Well, he's also full retirement.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No. The household income, his income doesn't have, there is no earnings test for him because he's full retirement age. Once you get to your full retirement age, the earnings limitations, that $17,000 and change, that $46,000 and change, depending upon whether you are under full retirement age for all months or coming up to full retirement age this year, those rules go away. You don't have any earnings limitations anymore once you're full retirement age. So no, if he keeps working, he can get his benefit. If you keep working, he can get his benefit. 85% of his benefit will be taxable, but they're not going to say, hey, you're not eligible for it, give it back. Once you're full retirement age, there's no earnings tests.
Yep. Second question on this from Laura. If he files for benefits under his earnings now, can he switch to filing under my earnings when I retire? In other words, can he get a spousal benefit?
Assuming the spousal benefit, 50% of your full retirement age benefit, is larger than his benefit, yes. Once you apply, then he will be able to apply for a spousal benefit. He's not applying for his own benefit until he's 66. So what they're going to do is they're going to look at his benefit and what your benefit, half of your benefit would be, 50% of your full retirement age benefit.
Not what you're receiving.
It doesn't matter when you apply for it. The only thing that matters is, have you applied for it? And if that number is bigger, they'll give him an additional amount to bring him up to the higher of the two numbers.
Yeah, the spousal is technically just the leftover, boost amount, the bonus amount, so between how much you're getting.
If his benefit's $800 a month, he's 66, he starts receiving $800 a month, and then sometime later, when you apply for your benefit, and let's say your benefit was $2,600 a month at full retirement age, it doesn't matter when you apply, whether it's reduced if you wanted to apply at 62, or if it's enhanced if you apply later. He's going to get 50% of your full retirement age benefit, $1,300. Well, he's already receiving $800 of his own. So what they'll do is they'll give him another $500. It is one deposit. But the reality is a combination between his $800 and the $500 of spousal benefit.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, because he'll obviously be over full retirement age, he is now, there's no reduction at all. He gets the full spousal benefit.
Yep. 65 opens up, or in this, not 65, 66 in his case, because that's his full retirement age. Full retirement age opens up a lot of options, for people who are full retirement age right now.
Yes.
Less options for people who are turning full retirement age in a couple of years.
Yes, there are fewer options now if you're over, if you've hit full retirement age or you're going to the next year. Let's see, this year and next year? Yeah. Now let's see, 2020 minus 2, that's 66, what is that? That's 1954. No.
This is
last year, right. 2020 minus 6.
People hitting full retirement age this year, 2019, have certain options. People hitting full retirement age next year means that they were born in 1954, which means they do not have as many options as people turning full retirement age this year.
Oh, except for the tiny stragglers who were born January 1st, 1954.
January 1 is a little bit different, but okay.
I'm going to just leave them alone. Let them be happily surprised or something if you were born on January 1st, 1954. But again, if you're planning on receiving a spousal retirement benefit, don't wait beyond full retirement age to do so. If you are eligible to receive one and you're planning on doing so, don't wait until longer than your full retirement age to do so. Because guess what? There is no bonus for waiting beyond your full retirement age. If I decide at age 69 that I'm going to start taking my full retirement, my spouse will benefit now. Boy, it sure must have really grown since, you know, age 62. No, it stopped at your full retirement age, let's say age 66. So make sure you take care of that. All right, we're going to take a break. Show just flying by. I don't know if we'll be able to get to everybody's email. We will give it a shot, though. 877-PLANNER. We'll certainly be able to take your calls. 877-PLANNER. Emails go to our website, wealthed.com. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here until the top of the hour. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Our phone number here in the studio, 877-752-6637. Here for you, as I said, answering your money questions and talking to you about strategy and things. Sometimes get complicated, but we can also keep it as simple as you like. So whatever your question is, we will answer it and answer it correctly here on the show. Emails, go to our website, wealthed.com. We've been doing kind of our email roundup today. I had said a lot of Social Security questions coming in, so we're just going to kind of take them as they have come in. Celeste in Anaheim, California. My husband has a federal employee pension and no Social Security. I have a teacher's pension. If he dies before me, is there any offset from his pension and my Social Security?
So he has a the civil service retirement system. And she's a California teacher, though, so that's
yes.
A little weird. So you must have your own Social Security. So you're going to continue to receive the same Social Security you're getting now, even if you get a pension from his work. Yeah, we had this right at the top of the hour. A pension from somebody, a survivor, widower or widow's pension from somebody else's work record does not affect your Social Security benefit. The only thing that will affect your Social Security benefit is if you also have a pension from work where you did not pay into Social Security.
But apparently that's not the case.
But apparently not. Maybe she's a private school teacher or something.
That's my guess.
Or she works as a teacher somewhere else and then moved to California.
Yeah.
His pension, survivor pension being paid to you, will not have any impact on your Social Security benefit. Only your work will. Now, his pension would have had an issue of a survivor Social Security benefit for him if you had been the one that passed.
Kind of like the scenario we mentioned.
But not this way, no. Because the question is, did you earn a pension from work that did not pay Social Security benefit or FICA taxes? No, you didn't. He did. You're receiving his pension, but you worked and you paid into Social Security. You get your Social Security and you get whatever survivor benefit they're going to pay you.
Yeah, you weren't the original owner of the pension. Even if you are getting pension benefits after he's gone, you're not the original owner. He was the original owner.
You didn't earn that.
Thus, there's that line again. You didn't earn it, but you sure get some benefits from it, which is nice. Right. So, yeah, no issues with that at all. Let's see. Kevin in Houston, Texas, with a kind of a non-Social Security question. I'm 25 years old and get no 401k match from my employer. I'm curious about doing both a traditional and a Roth IRA. Or should I just use the 401k? Is it a good idea to spread the tax liability around and secure some withdrawal flexibility for the future? What would be the major downside? So he wants to know, at 25... since he has no 401k match, is the 401k better, or should he be thinking about doing a traditional and a Roth?
I would be thinking about a Roth IRA. 25, I don't know how much you're earning. But if it depends on how much you can afford to put away. If you can afford to put $6,000 away, I'd do a Roth IRA. And if you can afford to put more than $6,000 away, okay, now I do the 401k. If you say, look, I can do $12,000 a year, we'll do $500 a month into the Roth and $500 a month into the 401k. It is nice once you get out to retirement to have different sources of capital. From when I say different, I mean different types of taxability, personal money, Roth money, traditional money. But we're also looking at how tax advantaged is it to get us into that position. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not tax advantageous to do it and spread it around. It depends on how much you're making, too. I mean, if you're making $200,000, $300,000, I'd probably max out the 401k and do my Roth IRA. Of course, you'd be making too much money to do that. We'd have to do a backdoor Roth. But if you're making, you know, $30,000, $40,000, 25-year-old, I'd do a Roth IRA. First $6,000 goes into a Roth IRA for 2019. Even if you can, you know, get $5,500 and do $5,500 for last year. Some of you were working last year, and put in a contribution for last year. So,
yeah,
I'd be leaning at 25, definitely leaning pretty hard towards the Roth first, and then 401k second.
Now, the first thing that Kevin in Houston said was that he gets no 401k match from the employer. That changes a little bit the answer that you're giving here.
Right, if he'd been given a match of some amount of money, you know, like 6% or 3% on 6%, which seems to be a very common one, I'd be doing 6% into the 401k. 6% of $25,000
is $250 times 6, which is $1,500.
So I'd be doing the first $1,500 into my 401k, so I get the $750 free, but then I'd be doing whatever I could save over and above that into the Roth until I maxed it out.
Can you imagine that, putting $1,500 into a savings account and $750 gets thrown in as a bonus?
And that's what happens.
And it's not even taxed yet. I mean, And it's invested in something, presumably, that's going to grow.
And a 25-year-old, it's going to grow for a long time.
And you do that every single year, in your example, let's just say. And then the next year, you put another $1,500 in, and there goes another $750 right in your example. So now you got $3,000 of your own money after 2 years, and you've got
$4,500. $4,500 total.
Yeah, but I'm saying
$1,500 of
someone else's money working for you.
It is at this point probably just working for you. It's not really your money yet.
No, it's not.
Most of the time, the employers will have some form of vesting schedule where you have to stay for 5 years to be able to get all the money. It maybe vests at 20% a year. And what does that mean by vesting? It means it turns into my money,
right,
not the company's money. When they just put it in to begin with, it may not be your money yet. If you leave within a year, you may not be able to take any of that money with you. But the longer you stay, the more of that money you get to keep. You always get to keep your money.
I suppose that's a consideration, too. So even if there is a match, if you say, heck, I'm only going to be here for...
This is a short-time thing.
This is a very short-time thing. I'm doing this to, you know, build...
If there's
some
a vesting
savings,
schedule right, that you're not going to get in, okay, then not so excited about it.
No, it's not. But even, you know, if you get something out of it, let's say that you are going to stay for a period of time where you are going to get vested. I mean, it's kind of nice. After 2 years, I put $3,000 of my own, and I got $1,500 of someone else's money working for me. On my behalf. Well, this is the early part of the investment cycle, too, at age 25 of your investing life. And what happens is that compounding, that early compounding, really starts to add up. Again, by year three, you've now put in $4,500. They've put in another $750, which I've lost track is what? That's
$2,250.
Now you're up at some larger number than that.
Right, but at that point, probably 60% of it. So even if you walked away, $1,350 of it's yours.
That's
plus
right,
your own money, that's always yours. And plus whatever, hopefully, you've built through some growth or appreciation.
You would hope.
We'd hope it grows a little bit. Well, 3 years, it may or may not have. But
well, even if
that's
it didn't.
The idea, though, is get some free money if you can.
Sure, get some free money. And by the way, even if your 401k...
What is it? Everybody needs money. That's why it's called money.
Exactly. My favorite quote. Everyone needs money. That's why they call it money. Right, exactly. Or whatever the exact quote was. And even if we don't see growth, even if you saw the first, you know, year and a half, 2 years, it was really rotten, and you know, stocks went down, and your balance isn't so hot, at least not at the numbers that we're telling you it is, whatever it happens to be. You've got all this potential for growth in that 401k, because think of all the cheap shares you've been buying.
And even if it goes down, you can say, well, I lost their money. Because I get
it was house
it's
money.
It's vesting into it. So
oh, that's true. Because if you lost, they lost money actually.
Yeah.
But whatever, you see the point. The point of this is that the compounding really helps. And on the downside, and I've heard people say this too. Oh boy, you know, this is a bad time for me to start putting money in my 401k because it's going to go down. I can't handle seeing losses, you know, and I don't want to. Well,
is it going to be lower today than it is 20, 30, 40 years from now for that 25-year-old? Even if. I just
I
can't
not.
Buy that. So even if it does go down for the next year. I started in today. I put my 1,000 in. A year from now, my 1,000's worth $700. Went down 30%.
Oh.
But look at every other month that I put in. I've been putting it in all along, and some of the 1,000's are still worth 1,000. And this is just a short-term issue.
Right.
Where is that first 1,000 going to be 20 years from now? Because if it's 2,000, it's doubled. Well, that 700 I put in a couple months from now has done even more than double. So, yes, when you have that long-term perspective, volatility is not your biggest threat. Volatility actually can be a friend. And the biggest threat is not doing anything.
It can be a good friend. I mean, really. And we're talking about during the accumulation phase. This is when you're putting money into the market.
Volatility is not your friend when you are withdrawing money out of the portfolio. But for a 25, 35, even 45, who's putting money into the portfolio, volatility can be your friend.
And, you know, we've had questions, too, from people. We only got a minute, but we've had questions, too, from people that say, well, I got this lump sum of money from somewhere. You know, I just got 30 grand inherited or something, you know, and it's cash, and I want to put it in. Do I put it in lump sum, or do I dollar cost average to take advantage of volatility? And that's going to depend on a couple of different factors.
A lot of it's emotional. First off, what is this money for? Well, I'm going to put it down on a house in about a year.
Well,
that's a different game. That's cash. That's money
that
market.
That stays cash.
That's a one-year CD. That's not investment money. That's savings money. It's retirement money. I'm 45, so 20-year time horizon. Well, how would you feel if it went down right after you put it in? Because Murphy's Law says it's going to go down right after you put it in. Yeah, that kind of sucks, but it's okay because I got 20 years. Put it in. You know, I'd probably sell. Okay, then don't put it all in. Put some in.
Put it in over time. Right. So, again, it comes down to your investing temperament. What are your goals? Isn't it funny how the first question you asked right there, well, what are your goals with the money?
How can you tell how you're going to invest
if you don't have a goal? Right. All right. 877-PLANNER. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. Call 1-800-584-9039, and we will help you instantly. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek. Call 1-800-584-9039. That's 1-800-584-9039. And get started now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
On the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Rock and roll.
It's official.
It is. It's already become official right now. It is weekend time. It's actually long weekend time, believe it or not. That's right. I had forgot about this until like yesterday, because once I, you know, when we come back from Christmas and New Year and all that, I just, you know, I get focused on what we're doing, and I don't realize that we actually have a day off in the middle of January now. We've had one for several years. So for Martin Luther King Day on Monday, we will not be here live. Markets are closed and all that. They are, right? I believe they are.
I believe
yes.
They are.
It's a federal holiday.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yes. It's probably a stupid thing to say on my part. I believe it is. But anyway, we're not here on Monday, and so we'll have a different show, a recorded show for you then. We will be back live on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And for next week, I've got, I only have one topic here.
Huh. Wonder what it is.
Well, it'll be the traditional versus Roth IRA question.
We've been talking about that a little already today.
We kind of have, but it'll be good to get into that a little bit more. That'll be on Tuesday. I'm not sure. I have other topics. I just don't have them here on my sheet. But traditional Roth IRA, that'll be on Tuesday, January 22nd. Good questions to ask yourselves. And as we said, we were just kind of talking about this a little bit ago. You've got some options. You could do traditional, you could do Roth, you could do 401k and all that stuff. How do you make that determination? So that'll be part of the strategy discussion coming up when we're live again on Tuesday morning or afternoon, depending on where you happen to be listening. It's Social Security taxation on Wednesday.
But okay. I thought Social Security wasn't taxable.
Gee, didn't I hear that? What do you mean? Well, it's not taxable after you reach full retirement age. That's what it is.
Well, that's a falsehood as well.
Oh, it is? Oh. Oh, then maybe it's 70 and a half. That's right. Once you hit 70 and a half, you're no longer taxed on your Social Security. Is that not true?
No, that's not necessarily true.
No? Oh. Okay.
Taxation has on Social Security benefits has nothing to do with age. Some people don't pay any taxes. A lot of people don't pay any taxes on their Social Security.
Some people never pay taxes on their Social Security at all.
Other people? Yeah, they're going to pay taxes.
And they're the ones who will tell you, no, the Social Security benefits are not taxed. They say, how do you know? Because I've never been taxed. I've been taking Social Security now for 15 years.
And
I've never been taxed.
It's not going to be taxed because right. Your other income
is low enough that it doesn't affect your Social Security.
Exactly. Now, on those same lines, managing your AGI, we'll be talking about that on Thursday, your adjusted gross income. For people who are unable to manage their adjusted gross income for whatever reason, and they haven't had their Social Security taxed ever for 15 years, but something happened where they got some money somehow, or
they turned 70 and a half, and they have to start taking required minimum distributions,
and all of a sudden their required minimum distribution of a very nice IRA, you know, winds up being $30,000 or something like that, a required minimum distribution. All of a sudden, whoa, bang, my Social Security has been taxed. And you call the IRS, and you're furious. You say, I've never once paid taxes on this. I've been taking it since age 62, 8 years now, and I've never once had to pay taxes on my Social Security, and now you're trying to tax them?
Yes, you will pay it once this year, and then next year you'll pay it again, so then you won't be able to say, I've never once paid it, because you will have once paid it.
And you're going to wind up paying it for
every year for the rest of your life, probably.
For the rest of your life, yes, which means that you need to manage your AGI. This is obviously going to happen, yes, before you're age 70 and a half. But there are ways to do this. Anyway, so we'll talk about that. That'll be next week. And then another email roundup on Friday. So there you go. All right, let's see. Do we get some trivia? Why not? I haven't done trivia, I don't think. Have we done any trivia at all this week? Yeah, whatever. This comes from the IRS. One out of every 22 individual income tax returns, that's 4.5%, filed for tax year 2015, reported an adjusted gross income of at least $200,000. So 4.5% reported an AGI of at least $200,000. One out of 22.
And I think to be in the top 1%, you had to be closer to $500,000.
Of adjusted gross income.
Yeah, about 480-ish, I think I remember seeing, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
So you got a little ways to go. 200 is a great number. Keep going. Let's
keep
get
going
to the 1%.
Sure. It'd be nice.
To get to the 0.1, where the real money is. Yeah, you got to get into the millions.
I don't know if I need
a year.
I'd take it if it were offered to me, but I don't strive for that. There are some people who are striving, working their whole life to become, you know, make $1 million a year. Fine by them. Fine by I don't care. But you know, for me, that's not for everybody. It's a lot. It's not a lot of work for everybody. But for people who really are, you know, building up from nothing and building a business, that is a lot of work. It's an awful lot of work, I believe. And I guess if I were 30, I'd probably have a different attitude, but at this stage of my life...
When you realize, it ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's just not. It's not going to happen. I mean, I would have to change a lot of things and do a lot of hard work, or at least long work. I don't know how hard
it is. And get lucky on a few things.
And get very lucky on a few things, exactly. So, okay. It's strange that, you know, you think money would become very important to you as you get within 10 years of retirement. And it is. It's not that it's not important to me. It's just that the pursuit of it doesn't appeal to me.
Well, and you become more, I don't want to say realistic, to what you have and what you're spending. And it's like, well, as long as I have this amount, I can continue my lifestyle now. Having $1 million to be nice, but do I really want to change my... Would I change my lifestyle that much? Maybe. It's very easy to start spending more.
Oh, it is. It'd be very easy to start spending more. I just don't know. It's just that the pursuit of it doesn't appeal to me as much as it did 20, 30 years ago. And I tried 20 or 30 years ago, and it was very difficult to do back then. So anyway, just a little point there. All right, let's see. Do we have a quick email? All right. Let's see. I don't know how quick this answer can be. Charles in, is it Stoughton, Mass? I don't know how to say that. Forgive me, in Massachusetts. IRA is worth about $33,000. Do I take the money from that account or my 403B retirement annuity accounts? And what does that mean?
Well, which account should you be withdrawing from, the IRA or the 403B? Both of them are taxable. So it has more to do with what are they invested in? What are you giving up by taking the money out? Is the IRA invested for growth? Probably not the best time to be taken out of the IRA right now, after the last year, the end of last year, where those things may be down. Is the 403B invested for growth? Are one of them in money market or safe CD type of accounts? What are you going to use the money for? Why are we taking it out? I mean, there's lots of issues here. Both of them are, like I said, both of them are tax deferred. Charles, if you're 70 and a half or older, got to take it out of both, at least a little bit. You got to do your required minimum distribution from both. So why are we taking the 33 out? On the other side, if I'm doing Roth conversions, let's say my IRA was invested for growth, and I want to do a Roth conversion. Well, I want to do the conversion while the assets are down in value. Yeah, they may go further down in value, but it's now better than... So it's what are we using the money for,
yeah,
and how is the money invested?
Yeah, we can address this more maybe next week. It's a good question. So, but we are out of time for today. Once again, if you need the brain trust anytime, you can talk to the folks at Lucia Capital Group, Professor Plum. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. 800-644-1150. Give them a call. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.